valiant but not quite successful attempt to distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz as far as Lifnei Iver is concerned. We saw yesterday, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference. Because it applies to Goyim, before Shigemar Masechet Avodah Zarah, King of Meir Menachai, and I don't see any difference that he made of great significance. I have my own vort. You may remember that some months ago, way back when, we were learning that Sugya in the beginning of Sugya of Yehorg Vayavan, the band back in Dafai in Dalit, I'm guessing it was, we came out with a course of the following, what I consider to be a truthful distinction between the Easter of Ritzicha for a Goy as opposed to Easter of Ritzicha for a Jew. Easter of Ritzicha for a Goy is not called Ritzicha, lo Tirtzach, it's called Shvichus Domim. And they're chumras and kulas in both directions. Minchas Chinuch, for example, paskins that suicide is mutter for a Goy. How can it be? The answer is that the Easter of Shvichus Domim is a Ben Adam Lachaveiro. So a suicide can't be an Easter Ben Lachaveiro. He's taking his own life. Follow me? You can't be a Lachaveiro to yourself. A Jewish Easter is Lo Tirtzach. A person takes his own life, he's guilty of Lo Tirtzach, a Jewish person. So suicide is also for Jews, and according to Mechas Chinuch, mutter for Goyim. The other hand, if you kill somebody in some sneaky way, it's not officially your action. So a Jew would not be killed, as we know. The whole sugya we learned about back in Daf Ayin Vov, and Ayin Zayin, Kofel Lefnei, the Sof Chamalova, all these kind of cases where the person is not Chayav Misa. But all those cases, right, the Rambam Goy is Chayav Misa. Why? For the same exact reason, the other direction. A Jew is a certain circumscribed act, which is Ritzich. You do it, you're Chayav Misa. You don't do it, and that can even be called a Benon Lamoko. Hashem said it. Nothing to do with the other person. On the other hand, as far as the Goy is concerned, Lemaisa, you are Shayfer Dam. The guy is now dead because of what you did. That's enough to be Mechayev Misa, even though you didn't. It's not your actions. Only the Chama came later. Or what if he's a Trefer? Right? Rambam says a Goy is Chayev Misa for killing a Trefer. And what about an Uber? He did the same thing. An Uber is not a Nefesh, so there's no little Tirtzach. But a Goy is Shofech Damim. That was explained the whole parsha, if you recall. Well, guess what? You have a tremendous Nafkamina if a guy signed on his license, checked off that he wants, in case of Khalila, an accident, that he wants his organs to be taken. By doing that, you've eliminated the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro dimension, Rabbi Osai, from organ transplants. You're left with what? Ben Adam L'Mokum dimension. So if the doctor who's doing the operation is Jewish, you have a problem. But if the doctor who's doing the operation, who's, we'll see soon who does the act, who's the murderer, who kills him, is Goyish, which is, I believe, the likelihood, certainly a likelihood in America, all the United USA, then, since the individual gave permission, permissible. What did Rav Moshe say? Remember Rav Moshe, Rav Chanan ben Tadjon? They said to his father, open your mouth so the flames will come in and you'll die early. What if such torture? What did he say? I'm not. When the executioner said, let me do it, they promised you Olam Haba, we saw the Gemara. He did, and then Baskel came out. Why? What did Rav Moshe answer? A guy is loud, because it fits in what we just said now. But on the Chavero, it didn't apply in this case, yeah? No. Shev Mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave those Shev Mitzvahs, no question about it. But the same as Issa Gezel for Goy is, you can't take my money. John can't take Jim's money. If Jim says, hey, John, take it, it's okay. So too, the nature of their Issa of Shvichus Damim is different than our Lo Tirtzach. For them, it's Shofech Dam Adam, Ba'adam Dam Yishofech. Why? It's in the aftermath of the Mabul. The world's going to come to pieces, fall to pieces, everyone's just killing everybody else. This is destruction of society.
They have like a
if they do Groma, they're Chayev.
So when he took away the sponge, that was...
But no, because he told the Chanan, that told him to do it. He told him, please do it. That's why Shaul HaMelech, what happened? He didn't want to kill himself when he was an extremist. The Plishtim were about to torture him. He asked the guy to do it. How can the guy do it? A guy is only also been on the Chavero. Shvichus Dam, it's not the Yisrael Ritzicha. That's why I think my distinction, really, Kalman asked me this question, why? I mentioned the end of the shiur. Let the guy pull the plug. Because you were basing some of my shiur from a few months ago. that the gabe of goy, the nature of the yisur is b'ram lachavera. But it's only if the person checked off his license plate and said, you can take my organs. If you didn't, the kam is much more complicated, because then it could be Ritzicha Ben Amachaver also. Who says the guy wants it? That's why I think it's important to, in that situation, where it's checked off. Oh. It's still Chodesh Adar. Okay. So, you think that this is a big Kiddush, what I'm saying now? Look what I have to tell you in this Sefer, Kriyas Rega HaMavis, most things come from Asya. An Argel by Harav Naftali Bar Ilan. Name sounds familiar? His real name is Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Bar Ilan. He's a Ben Acha Ben Acha Ben from the Netziv. I kid you not. The Netziv, as you know, Netziv, maybe you don't know, was married originally to the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Mivalozhin, the granddaughter of Chaim Valozhin. That's how he got the position of Shiva Valozhin. He married her, he was 16 years old or something like that. Very, very young. 15, very, very young. And he lived a long, happy married life with her, and she passed away. And he had a, he wanted to remarry, you know. There's Lo Tovio Asum Levada. He wasn't a youngster. I can't say how old, I'm guessing he was in his 50s. Maybe he already hit 60. I don't know exactly what year he remarried. And there's a famous story about this. He married his niece. You know, when get Shem Yechava Bas Achoso, he married Bas Achoso. Who was Achoso married to? Do you know who Achoso was married to? You know the unbelievable connection to all the Jewish, top Jewish families? The Netziv's sister married Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was married to a Berlin. And they had a daughter. The way the story goes, I can't vouch for its veracity, the daughter wanted to marry a real Talmud Chacham, like a father. So, she married a guy who was supposed to be like a real Talmud Chacham father. And it turned out, he called this guy a Talmud Chacham. He takes off, he does, my father never stopped learning straight. I want someone who never stops learning. I don't want to marry someone who's, so she got divorced. He wasn't a masvid enough. Is that how the story goes? I can't vouch for its veracity. She got divorced because he wasn't a masvid enough. Guys, before you go on a date, if your wife wants a masvid, you better be the masvid that she wants. Okay? The story goes then that the Tziv lost his wife, and somebody read the Shidduch that she should marry her uncle. Sometimes you're allowed to. Basach also, of course, it's permissive. It's the first Shigemara. Mishnah said. Crazy, he's 40 years older than you, whatever. I don't know, 30, 40, I don't know. It was a large game. No, I insisted on marrying him. And they got married. And they had a son whose name was Rav Meir Berlin. 40 years younger, I think, than his older brother of Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin was, as a yeshiva rabbi in Chaim Berlin, he was a rabbi in Moscow. They moved to Yerushalayim. So if Yomi was active in the Shemitah issue with Rav Kook, he was a big Talmud Chacham. And this Rav Meir Berlin came from a different orientation. He became more involved in what they call the Mizrahi, which is a more modern. You know, the world was in flux in all those years. He was ahead of the Mizrahi, and he had, to my knowledge, a son, at least one son, and a daughter. I don't know how many children he had. His daughter, you know, his daughter married from Mary Berlin's daughter. He changed his name from Berlin to Bar Ilan. First of all, it was Hebrewized his name. Also, after the Holocaust, Berlin, or even before that, I don't know when he changed it exactly. It's like a Rehov Bar Ilan, it's named after him, Mayor Bar Ilan, who was Berlin, Bar Ilan University. Mayor of Berlin, he was a very active person, it was Rachi, so they made a university, they made a street, they called it Bar Ilan. You know his daughter married? His daughter married, go to how things go further, Shaul Lieberman. Wow. You know what that is? Saul Lieberman? Where was he, Rosh Hashiva? Downtown. Yeah. A little downtown from here. About 65 blocks or something like that, from here. Interesting place. He was considered an Ilui in the Chon Ari Fishel, who emigrated to America because he didn't have bread to eat. And so I ended up in JTS. This is all from the same family.
It wasn't the same JTS
though. True too. But it still was beyond the pale, whatever it may be. So now, this I think Rav Meir Blatt's son, I think may have been in Tuvia, I'm not sure. And he had a son who was named after the Elder Zayda. In other words, let's assume his name was Tuvia. That's six in my head. So it was Naftali to Yehuda, Bereb Tuvia, Bereb Meir, Bereb Nali to Yehuda. In a lot of years, because it was Chaim Blin, I think, had no children. Chaim Blin, I think, had no children. I know there's a story about that. When he was old, he said, if the person who takes over my apartment is a Talmud Chacham, can I have all my Sfarim? He had an unbelievable argument. Who took over his apartment? Mr. Zalman Meltzer. He had his whole library. I think that was his name. It's Chaim. I'm not sure where it is right now. So these are all stories Rav says to tell us when the Torah is not a dry Torah. It's real live personalities. You have to know a little bit who they are. So Naftali Bar Ilan, who was the great grandson of the Netziv, has a whole piece, and he says even much more than I said. He quotes over here from the Sefer Rishon LeZion, who's written by the Or HaChayim HaKadosh. We think of him as some kind of a mystic who talks about Perish HaPsukim, Al Pi Kabbalah. No. He was a halachas of the first order. He wrote the Sefer Rishon LeZion. And he writes there, it's quoted over here in Yoreder, Eshmer, Zion, Aleph. What does he say? We know the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, Samach Beis. Two people are walking in the desert. There's only one canteen. Ben Petura says that you both drink and both die. Rebbe Kiva say, Chayecha Kodmin. What happens if the person with the canteen wants to give the whole canteen to the other guy? On his own. He wants to give it to the other fellow. He said it's mutter. He quotes Rav Kook in Mishpat Kohen, Paskins it's mutter as well. And it appears this way from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that a person, it's a mitzvah for a person to say, kill me and not my friend is a Talmud Chacham. Now we know no Bezdin, no other person can make that decision. We can't say his blood is redder than your blood. Chas v'shal. He's a Godel Ador, you're just a plane. Doesn't matter. Human life is infinite. No blood is redder. But the guy himself can do it. The guy himself can do it. Let's take a look. Can we see this inside? We can be able to get back if we have to.
Yeah.
Isn't that close to suicidal?
Oh, you might think it's called suicide. So he says it's not. How do I find Sefer Chassidim? Let me say for Loch a minute. Let's see if it's there. Sefer Chassidim. Yes. Sefer Chassidim. Whoa. Sefer Chassidim. Okay, I need Simon. I've got a lot of Simon me here. Simon Tov Reish. Whoa. Here we are. Shnayim she. Look what he says. Shnayim she yoshim v'bikshu oivim laharag echad mehem. Im echad talmud chacham v'sheni hedrit. Mitzvah lahedrit lomar harguni v'lo chaveri. As a Reuven bar Itzur believe, shebikish shiargu hu v'lo Rabbi Akiva ki rabim ha yitzvich l'Rabbi Akiva. Quotes from Chazal. Okay, therefore, Rav Osai, what comes out, a person can give the canteen to somebody else. If you can do this, Kavach HaChomer can do that. Who disagrees with this? No. Rav Moshe doesn't like this. Rav Moshe, in that Shuvah that we are supposed to be looking at on the Maror HaKomos, we haven't. Have we looked at Rav Moshe? We did Rav Moshe's Shuvahs a little bit. Remember, we did that one day, we did a couple of Rav Moshe's Shuvahs. I think even did this, we may have done this one too, if I'm not mistaken. Let's take a look. But you know, these tshuvas are long, we didn't see every line. Shud Igris Moshe. This is in Yoredei Chelek Beis. I'm not sure we did this one, we did with two of them. I think we did the very beginning of this one, we didn't see it, really. You may recall, we saw the introduction to this tshuva. No, take that back. There are two tshuvas. for some reason, this tshuva, which is in Tav Shin Lamed, is Kuf Mem Vav. The other tshuva we saw was Kuf Ayin Dalet, was 2 years earlier to Dayan Weiss from Manchester at the time. This is to Rav Chaim Dovber Golevsky. You know who he is? He taught in this yeshiva. And it's what we call that T.I. I think he's a relative of Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger, who was the Dayan of Brisk. Maybe I got the job here. So Rav Moshe wrote him a long tshuva.
Is he a short man?
Yeah, yeah.
He must have been with cats.
Yeah, correct. Correct. That's a big yichus. One's a monetary yichus and one is a Torah yichus. That's right. That's right. You're correct. That's him. So Rav Moshe wrote a long tshuva about, we'll have to see this one at a time. I can't see this whole thing right now. Let's just take a look at towards the end. Very long tshuva. Oops, the end. I'm trying to find. You know what? I made a mistake. This tshuva is a very important tshuva for our purpose, but for today, right now, I have to see the other tshuva. I'm sorry. The last tshuva, the one to die in vice, in fact. Kuf Ayin Dalet, as I spoke about before. This is, I don't want to talk to you about it, and don't write anything more. But then he proceeded to print this whole tshuva. If he doesn't want him to read it, but he printed the whole thing. Which is unusual. He has a few anafim here. Anaf Dalet. Anaf Dalet. Uvedvai meshchiv liechad lachtoch evara bishlatos nevesh al chaver. We spoke about this a while ago, right? The Radvaz. Pligi Ravosa ein lechayev, because the Radvaz says, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva. We spoke about this when we went to Afayin Gimel. Okay. Sakonas Eva, we're not sure. Okay. Hold on a second, please. Oh. Ain lechay of laodam dekonis besavik sakol atzos chaver mivane sakona. Okay, fine. Now he says, oh, about the iser, the b'shar lavin ha also lahachnas atzol besavik sakona kadesh liyara lav kadiliel. Even those old rasher lachmal atzol they horag v'lo avor b'shar veris. That the she'akam amatzim mechav laviral das. Otherwise, no, it's not be machmir, chova be atzma. Koshkein, shmish ena misrabi bishul chilul Shabbos v'isurin acherim shum mischai b'navsha. V'koshkein, shum mischai b'navsha v'ma'abad atzma l'das, shiachnis atzma l'sofak sakona b'maisa bishul yisur elavim. Abel ha'atzal nevesh chaveiro, av shegam kein urak b'yisul av, yemuto lahachnis atzma b'sofak, me'achad al koponim yutzal nevesh m'yisro. As Rashi said. Oh. As Rashi said. Avlin l'chayiv l'konis esav esakona? It's only b'din lav, ein lahach miyosi mishal avin. Oh. Then he says, like this. Advaz posak, watch this. Lo rak shein em mechuyim lachnas hasa besavir sakana el after leka midas chasidus hareza chosid shayte the suffix today odif mivadet the chavre the pischet shuvah quoted v'av shikha saftish av shein an mechuyim lachnas hasa besavir sakana shalat sava sasa shuvah chavir mikom kom rashoi lo dover den yuzel shal av nishosim min hat meyachat nisal koponim nevash mi yisrael shulay b'der sivos rashi ov nevash tolish chavirom. Ein raya lahatir sheyach kenach sholem misa vadois bishul atzolas nevesh achad misa vadois. Can't do it. He's not. He can't be matrit. Sefer Hasidim was matrit, and he said it's even some mitzvah. The other guys had bigger time to talk than you, right? We saw earlier that the Rishon Lezion of the Aruch Chaim said it's mutter to give the canteen to somebody else. Rav Kook agreed. No raya. I'm not sure what that Gemara is. I have to look up that Gemara more carefully. Okay, you do me look up. I'm not sure what the Gemara is right now. You look it up and tell me tomorrow where it is and what it says. Okay, you have to look. Let's take a look. What is it over here? No, right. So a tam de miyema de dava de dach so mukzvei de ma dava de chayu chavas so mukzvei who dava borer ki de roa shekei nigza me Hashem yizbarach v'chein en yochol lomar ula dava de dach so mukzvei af open she odeya she masav yosef betukona mi masav chavero I'm a bigger tag than him af open she keinu achazoka she v'shnein omdim b'sakon ef shel hatzal v'agachal meyem v'yod matil no soul v'lo as chavero it says in Sof Hori as tamad chocham comes first. Doesn't make a difference. Umi also svarat sma dimiyemar af shuhu kistira l'din akdima latzala u kistira l'gayim alas tamachat ha'am horez to rak mea svari adina shlom nama kwa shal shvichas dam mashirak v'lo yavar kim mefurash b'gim ha'rasham zemi ka mishmaya zah shakam yisab lo larak d'flanya lo nechshav shnigzal ploni sheyorei. There are gzeres sheploni yarg v'luyo nigzer shakam yarg also v'lo shiyarg also v'ploni shein goes mishmaya lav misurim u'bal kocha that gzer mishmaya who I love ach be often she yochol lahatzel atzel baver b'ritzicha nimzah sheroa she'af shu tamad chocha v'bal maisev v'sheni hamoretz sumach l'nin hariga zu dama de ploni hamoretz l'kodesh baruch hu v'lo dama didei af shu tamad chocha v'bal maisev mitamim lo nimzah sulim le'odem l'kodesh baruch hu b'yatsu yodea v'tam im polo. Lachin also all the nasa b'tzicha al the planya af amoros misroz umamish. Correct? Says Rav Moshe im keng shul lehepich she nigzer al planya lehorig v'lamos who wrote se lahatzilo b'sakon av adoyes shu yamos v'yehorig tachtov af she ze nigzer al avu tamot chachim b'bal maisen v'hu shayochol lahatzil b'chayv l'amoros also lo lahatzil b'chayov against Rav Kook, against the Sefer Chassidim, against the Rishon LeZion. They made themselves as if they gave up their lives for everyone else. Yeah. Even though it sounded, so one shot is they were also would have been killed. Remember we discussed at great length the Suga of my chazis. Some of them would have been killed anyway. Rav Moshe says, no, they wouldn't have been killed anyway. No. Hatzolos Yisroel shine. Save all of Klal Yisroel, or maybe it's the whole city. But for one person, you can't do it. Meiridik. Rav Moshe is a machlekes gedoli apostle. Oh, Rav Moshe is connected other people. Connected other people. Rabosai, were we able to get the shoulders of the Netziv on this? I forgot already. On the Gaonim? No, we couldn't get the shoulders. I don't think so. Right. He quotes his great-grandfather, Rav Naftali Bar Ilan, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, his namesake. What did he say over there? Something unbelievable. You may recall this from the Sugya of Yarag Vayavah, the Fayan Dalit. The Shilta said, the reason that Gili Arayis, Yarag Vayavah, because your Paul gave the woman. That's where the woman can be involved in an aveir, even if she even kumba say against Tosis. The woman can bring the man on herself rather than be killed, because she's not being pogim him, only he's being pogim her. Says Rav Naftali Bar Ilan, the great grandson, according to my elder Zayde, had the following chiddush nifla. Since the Gemara compares Gilei Arayis and Shvichas Damim. The only reason why you harg vayavah not to kill somebody because you're being pogaming. What happens if the woman says, "No, I want to live with this guy. I want to have relations with this guy." What would it be? Could you say, "Kill the quote pursuer"? Chas v'shalom. She said, "I want it." So too, if a Jew, not only a good, if a Jewish any person says, "I want to be killed to save someone else's life," according to the Elder Zayin's Trout and the Shultis. You may do so. Wow. So what I said to you before, Chiddush Nifla, my pshat, the things from Eretz Chutzlar, it's against the Nifla Yiva distinction, it's very shver. But the more fundamental idea, that if a goy gives permission, you're allowed to take his life, as we saw in the case of, if a goy may take someone's life who gives permission, as we saw in the case of Shaul HaMelech and Chanan Ben Tradion, so he pulled out a card, he gave permission, So a goyish person can take the life, not a Jewish person. There's a fundamental distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars. Nothing to do with Lifnei Iver. According to Naftali Bar Ilan, even Eretz Yisrael is mutter. If he filled out his card, you fill out your card, your license plate, you give permission, so then it would be permissible to save someone else's life. How do you like that? He said much bigger chiddush than me. I said it where? Here in America. He's saying it even in Eretz Yisrael. Oh. Now we come to the Teferis Yisrael. I hope we can get this here. I hope so.
Here means everywhere, even in New York, where you probably write Jews.
No, you're saying row people who are killing the person on the transplant table of Jews?
Transplant doctors.
You sure?
It looks to me.
Rove doctors are Jews? I thought they're Oriental by now.
Maybe.
You go to the hospital, that's what you see, no?
Maybe that's true.
The next question would be, who exactly kills the patient? That's not so simple. I have to call, you know Dr. Greenstein from Winthrop Road? Tina? You know, both from Tina, you know? He lives across the street from my machut, Dr. Weinman. I once sat with him for a long time talking over these issues about brain death. My Brandon asked me to get involved. When he first came here to the yeshiva, it was about 10 years ago, maybe even more. And he had a lot to say. Remind me to call him. He's a transplant surgeon. He told me at the time, Rabbi, if you don't believe in brain death, you can't be a transplant surgeon. I mean, Brandon was trying to argue the country. We'll see later. Then check two boxes. One box they give you the organ donation after cardiac death, as they call it. We'll see later, it's impossible. Hodor's Baal Nekamedim is over here. Dr. Greenstein told it to me. But we'll get to it. Let's take a look in the links.
No, you have to do it separately. It's not linked. They do have it, it's just not
where?
Linked. You have to go to Mefarshei HaMishnah.
Mefarshei HaMishnah?
Yeah, it's after. After Mefarshei Tanakh.
Oh, Mefarshei HaMishnah. I never knew the answer to it. The Pharisees is strong. See, you live and learn. Boaz, here we are. Thank you very much. I would never have known to look there. Our Shiva assistants are not stopped. They are there. They're techies. They know everything that's going on. Baruch Hashem. Now, see, the first word is what? Inoculation. You saw the first word? It's very relevant to today. Today! I'm involved in it. I got dragged into this. Tell you a story. There are a few people in today's world, some of them even Talmidei Chachamim, especially representatives thereof, who are against inoculation on the grounds it causes autism and alamin and shtus. And therefore, they have gotten people to reject inoculation, which is causing these terrible diseases. It's something called herd immunity. If a person cannot be inoculated because of medical reasons, and there are also a few small people like that, very tiny percentage, that of course we allow. But if everyone's going to do it based on religious exemption, it'll be a disaster. P.S. So the problem happened in Lakewood, big time. But I think I can tell the story, even though there's a tape recorder going. I'm not afraid to tell the story. In school called Halb, one of the largest schools in our world, a couple, I don't know the names, claimed a religious exemption, which exists in New York State, that they didn't want to have their children inoculated. And I said, you have to don't let them into the school. Because I'm worried about everyone else in the school. Who did I call? Aaron Glatt, who was the doctor, rabbi, doc living in the Five Towns where the Hiptic kids go to help. And I said, oh, Rebbe, don't you dare. This is a dangerous thing. I claimed the religious exemption, but instead of talking to me religion, he was talking to me medicine. So the president of the school, a very brave man, said, I'm not giving in to him. Even though I may lose in court, I claim it's not a religious exemption. He said for a medical exemption. And I'm going to fight it in court. So far, Halb is still holding its own. I don't know if it ever came to court. Maybe people didn't take it to court. Maybe it went to a different school. I don't know what. But I believe strongly that we have to have these herd immunity to protect our little children. Okay. Unfortunately, there's serious diseases in Lakewood now. Serious. The most, even life-threatening diseases, Rahman al-Assad.
When did the person so write?
He was a contemporary of Rabbi Ki Vega. He writes Rabbi Ki Vega back and forth. Ki Vega was Nifter in 1837, I believe. So he was living around, you know, somewhere, you know, the early part of the 19th century. With a nearly head to ourselves, inoculation shall pock it. I'm not sure what pock it is. That must have been
chickenpox.
Chickenpox? Really? Yeah. Pox, okay.
Smallpox.
Smallpox. That's fatal. Chickenpox.
I don't know the difference.
Smallpox. No question about it. Avsha echad me elef mace ayadeha inoculation. Al koponin. Shibis halaba paki nativim hasakona kurova yoser. From the Beis Yosef, she was shush beyond the hats of this goof atzmo, they had consul as atzmo, the suffix sakona. Well, Gavalda Gesvara, given by the Teferis Yisrael. Not done yet. The Aflarif Rama Vatur Shlavi Achim Shalmi, Ishlom. The sphere that the Kerav Yossi Nidorim Daf Pei, which he saw. Chayacha Kodom Chayacha Vero. Abel Asos Atzmo, Avagav Shein Ochiv Rashoi. We saw it quoted by others. Mishpat Kohen, Grisha Litzin against Rav Moshe. Add him to the list of those against Rav Moshe. Okay. And he says, look at all this. Yevshon shinos l'avlad ebisus imo, muto l'homis avlad k'lehatzalein, v'lo chashinon l'chaye shoh shel avlad. Interesting. Very shver avar, no? Only an uber, but not a nefesh. Right. Onam koshali. And heches spal amsa the Rebbe al Rebbe b'chol yeshiyomus shol yitzar b'yisur k'subus chavtalim hachi kaimulam b'chol chola the mutl spal b'mus hechem sarat tuvah ran the dorm daf mem omud aleph. I apologize, the makor said omud veis, my mistake, it's omud aleph. You saw it yesterday on the screen. V'amai lo chay shina lo chay esho v'ein lo b'ad osin the mitzar tuvah tzar godol chomemisa k'chanani mishov azayot. So you can extend the life of Yisurim. The kosher my ma b'amis of the mass of the spell she skatsu chay shori because kanocha. It's a steer between what Rebbe's Amsa did, and we pull a guy off the rubble, he's going to die in an hour of pain. Nearly, the pikuach shiny. Why? The b'shehesim me'olav avonim v'adai hekel yisurav. At that moment in time, the pain was less. Avshim ha'mashichim tvei, he's going to live longer. Afil hochi tov lo sheyomus la'at la'at. His pain will be relieved, there'll be some pain. He'd rather die in less pain than in more pain. No one can predict. Rabosai will take a poll of people how they want to die. With a lot of pain in the last few moments of life, or with a small amount of pain, well, it's going to be extended over a longer period. He claims the latter would be chosen by most people. Okay, I can't. We never took a poll about this. Ava Maisa the Rebbe, Adarabba. Im lo is palal hoye sur in miskabe mahokin. Get worse. I feel like nearly the ghost says she mevakesh she tal to luhu Rama Shemitzar B'Shafokach. Also the Talmud. You're not a move a ghost because you may hasten his death. He says, please move me. You may not. Why? In the Damo Solam to the Rebbe. The Lo also some Maisa Mamish. Rakshis Spalalo. Mashegin Bego says, Shiyasa Masav Yodai Moser. Midi Makarbi sells away days there. But I call Shri Pikuach Agal. She also masal the hepech lahamshich yisuruf to the harachayev. Because shkein they also masal lach yisuruf with a katzur chayev. And he found hepech hasidim. I shol amel. I'm sorry.
By a goyis, you're anything can kill him.
Right.
Exactly. Nature of a goyis.
Exactly. We're going to get to goyis a great length. We're going to discuss a great length. Even the hepech hasidim, I think we're going to see a great length. I'm not sure if it's the right number. There is a hepech hasidim which we must see. We must see it. Is it the same number? Let's see. Maybe something similar. I'm not sure the same number. You want to see it now? So we have Sefer Chassidim already. Let's. He says Tov Shem Chav Beis. I can get back here?
You'll lose the place.
But I'll go get back.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be here. Yeah.
It'll take me a second. Where's Sefer Chassidim? He says Tov Shem Chav Beis. Whoa. Where was I? Yeah, I see it. I see it in here. Disappeared? I thought we kept it. Whoa. Why, I lost it? Going to the end, and they kicked me out. I went too fast. Ay. Your shoe assistant's a great techie, but not the Rebbe. I'm not a great techie. No, I believe it's a typo. And I think it should be Tov Shem Chav Gimel. That's what I've written down. Ain Garmin the Adam Shloyamas Mehera. Go and share echad goses, for your echad karav la also bais chote veitzim. We learned this once before. Vein neshama yochalot is me, yeah. Mesiria machote misham. You take away the guy's chopping wood, and he'll die faster. The ein mesimin melech alashono kadesh la yomus. But you can't lengthen his life by putting salt on his tongue. Okay, can't do it. You can't lengthen his life. Of life of pain. If you all go says to Omer, any yochel lamos achi simu b'mokam acher, al yizizeyu misham. Don't move him. This is what we just so called. Don't move him, because he can shorten his life. So you can shorten his life how? By preventing, by stopping the chop wood that you may do. That's called passive. Over here it's called active. We're going to have to discuss later at great length. What about pulling a plug? What is that? Is that active or is that passive? That's a serious shopping machlekes gedolei apostle today. It's not so pushit. Critical, Shaila. Critical. But you can't lengthen his life by putting salt there. That's what Zacchaeus quoted over here in the Tiferes Yisrael. Let's go back. Here we go. Ain't osin ma. He said you can't move him. I shol amelech. He told the guy, stab me before the plishtim get to me and torture me. You see, it's okay to prevent Yisurin. Yeah. No. Who said shol did the right thing? Who said? Chaim Matradin says, Mutna shi yitlena mishin nosta vayachbu hu biatzmo. Vesu. Tohosam vada yis alalu bo arelim. Vaf the busha kill me Yisurin. That's why Shaul HaMelech, because the Yisurim and the Busha was able to have the person kill him before the Plishtim would get to him. Let's go further. Ashegeh Begol says, Af al pi shechosh adei sheyitel tlu yakilu yisurav ulai mitetor v'tunva nachet leh. What's the expression? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Ulachi shev al taas alif. Don't listen. Don't move him. Don't move him. Rav Shechta Shlita writes in one of his svarim that when his father-in-law was a gosek, he had spreading cancer. Nevach. His mamash, they knew he was dying. And they wanted to move him to make him more comfortable. But you can't move a gosek. They called up Rabbi Gifter, Zal. Rabbi Gifter was a mechutin of Rav Shechta Shver. Another one of Rav Shechta's sisters, his wife's sister, married Rabbi Gifter. You know what he said to Rabbi Gifter? Only that the goyish nurses do it. Can you imagine that? The goyish nurses should, because they don't have the same as we spoke about earlier. I assume I've given to the help my shtickle tyrant. I goy also can't kill. It's not killing, it's been on the chaver, it's good over here. I have to throw a shot to find out why, if I've given to gave a logic behind it, or just Stam said, let a goy do this, not a Jew do this. I feel like this is my opinion. I have to find it, it's in one of it. It could be it's in the same piece. In Ikvet Zon. When you look on this thing, he tells over the story, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Gifter Pasitz. I'm not sure it's in that piece, maybe it's in that piece or it's a different piece. If it is, you'll tell me, otherwise I'll find it somewhere else. Vaita. Oh, he has a Gavaldik Akasha. Look at his Kasha. A Gemar Nedarim. What happened? There were two Goyim, Shachte Chad Lechavre. One Shechted the other. Yeah. This is how it is in that world. Ula sheyorei merotzeach omalei yos avdas hu parolei beis hashchita vatzulama sheyemaya misoso. What's this? You're going to take a break from and see it in the Gemara. Was this Gemara in the Maamar Makomos? I think it should have been.
Yes.
It was. So what does it say there? Dorim what? What state? Dorim. Nedarim, where's Nedarim? Nedarim. Is it here? No, the Gemara Nedarim Chavbeis. Is that on?
No.
Yeah, Chavbeis, that's what I wanted to know. Yeah, exactly. Chavbeis of an Aleph. That's what I'm looking for. Some of you see it already? You tell me when you finish the Maamar Makomos, the new one's coming whenever you finish these. I'm very good. If you're not finished, you're not going to get new ones. I'm not rushing anybody. You take your time. When you finish, the new ones. Gemara Nedarim. Amazing Gemara. Look at this. Ula b'miskel aradi Yisrael. This is one on Aliyah. Islavale trained b'nei chuzor bahadei. Two goyim came along with him, quote unquote. Kom chad shachte lechavre. Imagine this. He shachted him. Omne lula. Yo sabdi. Did I do a good thing? But he's a murderer. Omle in. Yeah, did a good thing. Uporale beis hashchita. So the guy. Okay, did a good thing. He pulled the neck out even further. Parle beis hashchita. Can you imagine? Ki also the commander of Yochanan, Omei dilma chas v'sholam achziki yedeo v'avera. He said to Rabbi Yochanan, what did I do? He said it's a good thing. I said good. And he was really, Omelei, it's okay. Nafshecho hitzalta. You saved your life. Isn't that amazing? You saved your life. Wow, we saved your life. Watch this. Shiyamus Maher, Navshchi Tzalta, Shilmole Kain, Hayahorgacha. We killed you too. Okay, let's go back to the Tiferes Yisrael. Where are we? So he quotes his Gemara Masechta Nedarim. Watch. Where is it? Here is it. Okay. Koshali. Keva nechayshina nechayisho. Havlik omale shiagenu. So Ula told this guy to kill him. I would have died anyway. But yeah, but he died more quickly. So they ran. For after Ula choshash im lo yomah ken lo yargenu, harim psalm chafei. Yeah, kill him. I'll tell you to kill him. No, my chos is damasim mitzvei. Damachavasim mitzvei. Kol shkenochah. Shomel erotzeach lulach shelo yatzdiko yargenu. Mikoshken shlo havle lula loma la rotzeach. Shirmal hamisa miyira shiragenu. Tim Saloma Dakalasas Masa Vyatsmo Shiag the plan of the Rob to kill himself. Abul Hoka the Ula Rak Rama Vyamu Shimar Rotek Lamiso and Mukhil Nimsa and Afsha Bashul Kaha Mira, that's what I would have said. Lesser. Why lesser? Tabo Maisa, look carefully. The Rav of the Pesachim Kiliel, Im Afal Pikein Ayi Yisrael Horgo Lechaveiro, Pshita Dehoya Potur, the Dina Kol Yehorg V'al Yavod, Afal Pikein Ova Potur B'dinei Odom, Kev the Machas Onas Oso, Pchav B'dinei Shomayim, as the Rambam says, Hochinami Ba'oma Lechaveiro, She Yarog L'Ploni K'maisa the Rav, Mishalea Chayim Bisi B'dei Shomayim L'chulei Alma, the Rambam says, L'sham Erzokin, is chayv mises bez and kedushin mem gimel. Im kain, kemo ahorig machmas onus chaylim soras nafsho. Shlo yis chayv mises shamayim. Kemo kain v'kosh kain loma lechaver shag leploni mechiv limsa nafsho. Shlo yis chayv mises shamayim. That's a chiddush. That's a big chiddush he's saying over the Boaz. In the case earlier, it's a din b'dei adam. Just you're not getting mises bezin because you are an onus. Here, the whole din is only l'shamayim. This comparison seems to be somewhat shvach, but that's what he says. The cave in the chayshin and the chaysha have the ula shama the karav mitzvah chaver kilo amelag lo hargo chayav din sanav shama for zem kein heich amalei ula kein mechashashi agenu v'yein lo ma de davka b'mais of the rov ad osa maisiv yadayim chayav mitzvah b'dei shamayim af yosav yonis ava b'lo osa maisiv yadayim rakav yamira Oz rak below onus chayim yisur shemayim. Av nosa bi onus potel legarmi. Vekev in the potel legarmi ena mechub limsa rasho. Lav roze. Rashoy afil lo mola shedr shiragenu. Im misro shikha lo yomola ken yaragenu. That's what I would have said. Less. It's not true. Why? The vare amira asura. Kisov perekhes de trumas. Vyushal misham. Oh, no. Really? No. You know the cases over there. We don't trumas barichas. Sheva ben Bichri is a city. There's such an Amira. You have to hand one of them to the Goyim. Here, he didn't do anything. He just said, yeah, you did a good job by slicing half his neck. He's on his own, he sliced the other half. That's not, I don't think it's Raisa Rai either. Both Rais of these Tiferis, I want to, what they say in Yiddish, I want to dingzich. I want to argue with both of his Rais. Okay? Both of his Rais. Let's go on. Vesu, Ula Rai Chashash B'yalma Haba, Shema Amado Ken Yargenu. So therefore, he should have given his life. Venerally, look at this chiddush nifla v'noira, which is so relevant to our discussion. Look, ika lemeima, the alpha gab the kaima the chayshin the chayesha, haynu be'ein chayekiyum kenegdo, avu be'esh chayekiyum kenegdo, vaday the dam chayekiyum shalo sumak tvei, v'dam chayesha shachaveru shenu sumak kolkach pile ploy meridik. You can't say Reuven El Shas and Shimon can't read Hebrew. That doesn't make a difference. We can't judge people's value. But if it's an objective standard, namely, Reuven can live indefinitely and Shimon's going to die, let's say within 12 months, it's called Chayesha, we can say that Reuven's blood is redder than Shimon's. I don't mean it's more hemoglobin or whatever the red blood cells. I mean it's redder in Halacha. Chiddush Neira. Of the Tiferes Yisrael. Look what he's saying over here. More than that, I feel a suffix chayekiyum, or the mivada chayesha, because Ula was only a suffix. V'yochal ha'atzel es atzel bo. V'evshar, look what he's saying now. That filu b'yatzorach Ula lasos maisa b'yatzmo, to kill somebody else who has only chayesha. V'yochal ha'vashor me'ataymo. Wow. So if there are two people, they say, kill him or I'll kill you, and he's a traitor, you can kill him. The Minchas Chinuch said so. Now he has an ally, the Tiferes Yisrael. Wow. The Minchas Chinuch said it because he's a traitor. He said because it's chayeshah, the two different things. But pashtus, if chayeshah is limited to under 12 months, so every treifa is called chayeshah. But not every chayeshah is called treifa. We discussed that according to some poskim, if you're not, there's no mortal wound to a part of your body, an aver, we saw that before, it may not, machloikis. But much as you are a treifa, you're not a treifa. Okay, let's go by. Efsha, yeah. The koshke b'dibu, she not go over Alma. The gram kaimel grab Yossi, think he saw the kaimel chayeh chavero, the dorim, mukeimo, neged rabim, and he brings a riot from other places in Shas. This is his word. How do you like that? Mind boggling to Pharisees Yisroel. Mind boggling to Pharisees Yisroel. Wow. It's pretty amazing, no? Amazing. Amazing. What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if the person is brain dead and brain dead is alive, but he's unaware and will forever be unaware? Forever will be unaware. What's it then? He's alive! So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in the Sefer Gittin. On the Ma'amar Kamos, I believe. Amazing Gemara. Watch this. Omer Shmuel. Hi man de machole be alunki de parsoi michilochai. It's not gonna live. Ad the hochi in the interim, nesple bisra shamena, agumi vachamachai, give him some fat meat and good wine, he's gonna die. Efsha de chaye purto, umafkir abese. So we'll live a short period of time and we'll tell his family what he wants to do. Give his will, last will and testament to people. What do you see from this Gemara? If he would be unaware and no awareness possibly, he wouldn't do it. He says, Lo chashina l'chai yeshah, in the lack of awareness, when you can't do anything. That's what the famous Meiri said, which the B'alocha didn't like. This is on Yamar Makomas again. We had it before. Did I put it on again? B'alocha? I forgot already. Yes, I put it on again. In case you forgot it from last time. I can't believe you're forgetting it, but let's take a look. Where's Shulchan Aruch, the Farshim? Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Chav Tes. Siv Dalet. Watch this. It means he's about to die in Mechal Shabbos. Afa gab lo shay chokatam chal Shabbos le shichu Shabbos habe. Shud lav Shabbos. Yeah. Lav dav the Shabbos. Who are then shay mitzvahs? As the Neri says in Yuma, quote, the afa pish in his bashi yav shalot yuches hafil shachas shabbos shah yoshu v'libo v'yizvadeh. The same as the Gemara said, you're going to accomplish something in that hour of life by telling your children, your family, what you want to be done with your money, with your lives, your last will, give your last ethical will. They should be tzaddikim, they should take kaddish for you, they should learn mishnayos. Whatever you want to tell them, so too you want to talk to the Rabbanu Shalom. You want to do vidui, chotaz hashan de bagana gazalu. Says the Bi'alocha on the be'emes nira to kozel the tam of bi'alma avoladina lo tovi klava mitzvus. In a time the chine mitzvah achas b'shul shabbat mitzvahs, and the chine kol mitzvahs b'shul chayim b'shul Yisrael, v'chay bohem, v'chay bohem. He brings a raya not doing mitzvahs. What's his raya? Tinak mushluch berove in the Yehudim the mefakim afal pi shal pi din ye in the Yehudim gomur v'lo yikayim shul mitzvah afal pi keim k'uch nevesh in ochen achav arov chayshin in shalom Yisrael. I don't get it. Number one, maybe he will decide to be Jewish based on the minority. Number two, what about the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? Doesn't count. I guess not. Well, if he's a bar, I feel the cotton merutzot, nami mechalan afa pishla yishma shabbosis, Gam lo yisvada evlo yovel lechal godol af al pikein mechalalin. So to chesh v'shota na b'nei mitzvah mechalalin. Yeah, that's what he says. Klar, nonetheless, it's against the Miri. And he says the Gemara itself, Pikuach Hagal, he's going to have Rigei Chayav, he's Merutzitz, it's Goseis, worse than Goseis. Not even Mita Demuta is going to survive. Doesn't matter, Chayishon Mechalov. He quotes his smag and the smack. Afish and Srot, it's Mocha and the Yochel, Lichios, Kimat, Mefakinov, Umos and Chayishon. That's what he says. Not do it, bro, with the mirror that can survive. How do you like that? Amazing. So machlokas the Meiri and the verses of the Bialocha. And the Meiri seems to have some proof from the Gemara getting that fine Amenaf that we saw. So now we see an amazing Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Just I can show it to you, I believe, in the Farshi HaMikra. Am I correct? Well, let's see. Let's first go to. I'm not sure if I can get the links over here to Orach Chaim. We'll see soon. I'm afraid. Oh, Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim here says. Watch this, it's amazing. Whoa. Watch this. It's very long. Oh. So long. I have to help you find it. So look carefully. You've talked about Pikuach Nefesh, right? Is he Pikuach Nefesh? The boss, where is it? Pikuach Nefesh. Lo nesmad Shabbos b'shmir al be'erach b'nei Yisrael. Not a ger toshav. This is a assumption that almost everyone makes. There was someone read the Ramban differently. I don't believe it's the correct reading of the Ramban. I think he would agree with the Orach Chaim. Came near Ali. Okay? But Sara Sara Shabbos Yichalalu. One second. The reason I'm allowing you is Chalam Shabbos Achat Shem Shemos Asarbe. Yeah, but he says something even more beferish. Oh, I'm a Misha Vada Le Yokum Le Agia Le Shabbos Le Shomo Hagamish Rafua Sele Awila Le Shol Sol Le Yomim Le Yichal Le Le Shabbos. Rabbi says against the Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara Pei Hei Chayisho. I'm not going to live to another Shabbos. So everyone tumbles. How can you answer this? Tremendous kasha, Rabbi says. Tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. The only answer possibly might be, it's hard to give an answer. The answer might be that the Orach Chaim is saying pshat and posik of the Shamru. So the perspective of this pasuk is right. But there's another pasuk. What's that other pasuk called? V'chai b'hem. And based on v'chai b'hem, it would be even v'chai shah. So maybe he's not passing a shalat. We said before he was a tremendous halachas. He wrote a sefer called Rishon Tzion. But over here, he's not writing as a halachas. He's writing as a mefarsh in the mikra. He never really meant it. That's the best I can do. Otherwise, it's against the mefarsh gemara. But kitzur nimitz rabosai. Maybe it's permissible for a person to give up his own chayei shah for his friend's chayei olam, as we saw before from Naftali Bar Ilan, as we saw earlier. Maybe those who disagree by a trefa and by an uber, that you can't take his life to save yours, but if he gives permission, perhaps it would be permissible. That's what we said before. Wow. Now we come to a grow. Rabbi say we said Rabbi Black said it two times in his article that whether a person is aware or not aware has absolutely no relevance in our discussions. That's what he said. Nowhere in Shas, of course he knows all of Shas, nowhere in Shas, I think he's correct, but I think that maybe not in Shas proper, but would you find the first year Mishnah? Would you find that? Tell me, look at it.
Right after Mefarshei Tanakh is Mefarshei Mishnah. Higher up.
What? Where's the Gra? Gra doesn't count? Oh, come on. Let's hope I get the Gra the other way. I hope. Let's hope we can get the Gra. Let's see. No! They don't have the Vilna Gaon. His parish is called the Eliyahu Rabba. But the Vilna Gaon, because Tamina wrote it. He wrote it. He writes as follows. I see the Lashon of the Mishnah. That we can't get. The Lashon of the Mishnah. What? No, I don't want. What does it say over here? Look carefully. Adam ain't a metame chetetze nafsho. Afilu meguyad vafilu goses. Two separate things. What's this? See meguyad and goses. See them? Maybe this is the Gra. Maybe. That's the Rambam. Okay, yeah, the Rambam's a good man, but I'm not looking for the Gra. What does it mean afilu meguyad and afilu goses? I want to show it to you, but I can't show it to you on the screen. I'll read it to you. Va'afila meguyad she'eino yachol lichyos od eino metame, why not? Mishum she'dato tzolul. Rabosai, here's the first time we have anywhere in any mefarish, contrary Rabbi Bleich, that awareness is meaningful. Right, in Eliyahu of the Gra. Vafilu goses, she'ein da'ato tzolul, ein ha'metame, mishum she'yochol od lichyos. Rabbo said, there are two ways you consider alive. Either you can live, or you're aware. Implying, as Rabbi Dr. Halperin says, in this beautiful collection, he's a fantastic Talmud Chacham and a doctor, this is quoted in this beautiful collection called Kfiyas Rekha Hamavas on page 145. Now, Bosai. I'm reading his words. Hakara im vadol shalmavas mahir. That's Beguyah. Choser hakara im vadol shalmavas. That's Gogoses. Umatzava mishalev is shtei adrishos kam yachat. Choser hakara plus. Vadol Shambhavas Mahir, Ekiva Pakiya, that's Hutra Shayem, and that's considered to be dead. If that's the case, we can argue that brain death is death. Why? Why is brain death death? Number one, he's going to die soon. We'll see how soon we'll see to that. And number two, no awareness. Of course, the question how soon is soon? Here's a guy who's going to die very soon, 3 days. You can't say about a brain dead patient with proper supporting and live for much longer than that. So that's what he's suggesting. I don't know. He says as follows. He says, Pilus bilti afich shel geza moach. Why? Choser akara gam vadol shel mavis. Shuv vadol shel mavis. But not vadol shel mavis mahir. He makes a big jump over here. A big jump. Right? Did the Gaon say the word mahir? No. The Gaon's lashon is, I'll repeat. Rafila Muguyot, She'eino yochol od lichyos. What does that mean? He's going to succumb to this condition. Doesn't say when. In his description, he said mahir. But later on, he just seems to say, doesn't say the word, he left out the word mahir, because a brain that a person can lose, we shall seek and live a long time. Maybe his day was not even, I think even his day they said up to 2 weeks. That's what Black said in 1993 when he wrote his piece. This is written, Rabosa Rav Halperin. Let's see what year it's written. 1 second, please. It's written 85 and 6. So I mean, he couldn't live too long at that time. We'll see later what happened since then. He precedes even the chief rabbi at this article. He was one of the two advisors of the chief rabbi, which we'll get to that. He and Dr. Steinberg. We shall get to it as we go. As we shall see, from what I can read, Rabbi Dr. Halperin is more neutral on the issue, whereas Dr. Steinberg is an advocate for one position. We'll see. A person's allowed to be an advocate. You don't have to agree with him, but he's allowed to be an advocate. Nothing wrong with that. We shall see. In any event, Rabosai, in any event, what will happen, Rabosai, if you believe that if you cannot breathe by yourself, you're dead? How do you explain why somebody with Lou Gehrig's disease, who cannot breathe on his own at all, is considered alive? With the grow, it's good, because he knows what's going on. That's the tragedy of Lou Gehrig's syndrome. He knows exactly what's going on. He can't communicate at a later stage. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to do it. So if you look at this beautiful... Have I opened this yet? I just showed it to you. Have you opened it even once yet?
No.
This is the book. All right. I mentioned yesterday the name, defining the moment, because according to the Rashi we saw before, it may not be the moment. It maybe it's a process. On page 371, this is a book of over 400 pages. Towards the very end, 371... He wants to know, why is Christopher Reeve different from a brain dead patient? He also couldn't breathe, couldn't move. What's Dr. Steinberg? He says, consciousness precludes being declared dead. He was conscious. Vilna Gaon, Mishnah Olas. He quotes this idea. Sound mind. However, he points out that not everyone agrees with his reading of the Gra. We'll come back a little bit later on, if you have a chance. You could also say that he's not. His heart is moving. His heart is pumping. He wants to suggest that even though his heart is pumping, it's considered to be unmoving, like a stone. Shverabart. Or someone to say that the movement of the heart is like pirchus. That's ridiculous, if you ask me. It's this very integrated rhythmic motion. It's all these svaras are shver. Because if you don't accept any of these svaras, you have what you have to call a compound definition. It's not just a matter that he doesn't breathe. You have to throw something else in besides. But make a taste. There's no source. One possible source I can see is the grow. We shall see later. Others read the grow differently. But let's put that aside for the moment. Here's a problem. How can the Vilna Gaon say what he says? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. What did Gaon say? What's Meguyad? You think, but you can't live. What do you mean you can't live? It means you can't live for a period of time. How big is a period of time? Let's say it means 3 days. I'm assuming that Rabbi Dr. Halperin was assuming in 1986 that a brain dead person could not live for 3 days. That's what I'm assuming for the moment. Let's take a look at Rav Moshe in the Gemara in Yevamis. A Gemara in Yevamis. Is this on the Marama Kamas, Yevamis? I don't remember anymore. Any Gemara in Yevamis on this Marama? Yes! Kufchaf, it's here. Guys, you up to this yet? Not yet. Okay, so I'm ahead of you. So I'm still ahead of you. I'm okay. You gotta play catch up a little bit. We all go a little bit out of order, but it's okay. Kuf chaf amid beis. Vafil ruhu maguyot. You can't testify that he died, his wife can be married. Lemeimer de maguyot chayi. He can somehow survive. Or a mini. Odamein metame achatetze nafsho. Afilu maguyot vafilu goses. The Mishnah knows. Tumuye lo metame. Ho michilo chayi. You see what, Rabosai? That you cannot live. But what did Vilna Gaon say? One of the cases, you could live. You see that what? He can live. What the Gra said, he can't live. Just you can think. It's against him before Shu Gemara. There's another Gemara which says that a Goses can be no there. How can a Goses be no there if he's considered to be in the category of dead? He can divorce his wife, says in Shulchan Aruch. You see that his mind is clear. What did Vilna Gaon say about the Goses? His mind is not clear, but he's going to die soon. No, you see, that's also against the Gemara. The whole Gemara is against everything. Against everything. Says Rav Halperin, no, that's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, lo kasha, from Shimelazar Rabbanon, the Tanya, what does the Gemara say over here? The Tanya, watch this. Meidin ala maguyin, meidin ala tzoluv. Rashi Shimelazar omer, afal maguyin, meidin. And Shiyochel, lichvos, velichios. What does lichvos mean? He said, like some kind of fire? I don't know what the modern medicine say about this. He's about to die. He applies some heat to the body, some, I don't know what they call it, heat surgery, and someone's going to live longer. I don't think modern medicine knows about this. Lichvos v'lichos, is there a Rashi in this? Hold on. I don't know what it means. Let's see if Rashi says anything. I don't see it. Yeah. Be'esh, shemitocha michva, Misrape, you apply heat, somehow gets cures it. I'm not a doctor. You can look online if this thing exists. So you can live. You can live. So what do you see from there? What do you see? Like the Grom, that a Maguyot cannot live. And the Goses, which is mentioned separately, clearly can live. That's what we paskin. Rov Goses in the Misa. Rov Goses in the Misa. So what's the Chiddush of Goses? That even though it's Ein Dat Otsalu, he's not considered dead because he may live. What about Erechin? Erechin talks about a Goses can be no dead. What does that mean? I guess it's the Rambam in Ilchos Erechin where it's quoted. It's the Rambam. Erechin. Hagol says, "Ein lo lo erech v'lo damin." Hor Rav Goses in the Misa. Hered kemes. V'chein misha nigmar dina bebezin shal Yisrael. Lohor bal aveira sh'ov avericho acher sh'erech atzmo sh'om adome olai. Etc. Eno chayev klum. Sh'de kemesu. Hamesh en lo erech v'lo damin. Wait a second. It says in the original source of in the Mishnah Erechin, I asked you to see the Kesed Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech. Let's take a look. Links. Kesed Mishnah. Erech and Avov. Hagol says, V'yotze lehoreg lo nidev lo nerach. Bishlam Begosel, need to learn that of Labar Damim, etc. Okay? Rav Yossi Omer, Noder Umarich. Noder? Goses can be Noder. According to the Gra, he has no, he can't think. He can't think. What do you mean he can be Noder? What do you mean he can be Noder? According to the Gra, he can't even think. So the Gra is against the Mefurash Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. Kosvatosis, the goal says, no deru marich. Umidiv Rabbeinu pithin yudalid, nireshe cholek bozeh. No. The Mishnah seems to say so. Look more carefully in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the person who's being no deru marich, sayote lehorig, sherech hachem o nodar. Only Yotzel the Harig, who certainly is lucid, can be known there. Not a ghost. He never said a ghost can be known there. So that's how we can defend Shitas HaGra. Okay. Nonetheless, we don't pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch passes against that a ghost says can be the Garish's wife. Next, final question. If you are told, kill a goy or be killed, what's the thing? You might say, your blood is better than his blood. There's a Yerushalmi at the end of the 14th parak of Shabbos, which seems to say that. Dam Yisrael is Chomer Tveif, Sumak Tveif. You remember the Gemara, the Rashi in the Fayan Dalet, Nefesh Yisrael is Yikara. What will happen if they tell me, kill the Goyot or you be killed? Some possibly cannot do it. Why? Benodam Lachaveiro. But if it's Mevater, he sounds like a donor card, it should be Mutter, even if, Rabbi Osai, the surgeon is Jewish. The surgeon can if the donor is a guy, the surgeon can do the heart transplant if the, based on the din of the Yerushalmi, because in this particular case, Rabbi Osai, it's been on the Chavero, and he signed the donor card, it doesn't apply. How do you like that? With much more to be said about the sugya, may the Shem tomorrow will continue. We're out of time.